This is going to be with Spokane Civic Theater's production of All Is Calm. By some wonderful miracle, we have managed to get the entire cast here with us, which means that we get the full expression of sound for this beautiful piece. If you're just tuning in, I'm Henry McNulty, and I'm joined here in the studio by director of the production, Abby Crawford.
Hi, Abby. Henry.
And music director, Jesse Hampsch. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
So give me a little bit of background on this piece.
This piece, specifically, was written about the Christmas Truce of 1914. It happened in no man's land during World War I. It follows men who were part of the Christmas Eve truce that happened, that they chose themselves. The men who were in the field chose themselves. So it has a cappella music with beautiful, beautiful harmonies. It has the words of the men who were actually there. The dialogue in the entire show is from the men who were there, from their letters home, from their statements, journal entries. It's basically living history on stage. And it's all packed together in a beautiful little 1 hour, 10 minute show.
You gotta love that length.
I always love that length for any show. But what's great about this one, there's no intermission. You come in, you sit down, you get taken away to this sort of dreamscape space, and beautiful music and a beautiful story. And then you're home and in bed by nine. That's
perfect.
Good for me.
Well, and tell me about your personal connection to this piece.
My personal connection, this is the fourth time that I've directed this show. We did it in 2014, 2015, 2016. So I've directed it those 3 years for Lake City Playhouse and then the Modern Theater when it was still around. And then hadn't directed for 9 years. And Jake Schaefer got in touch with me when he got the rights for it and said, I remember you saying this was your show. And we'd like to continue that legacy. And I can guarantee you this is the only show that I would have come back for. It's a very special and sacred show to me for the simple reason that it's sharing the stories and the voices of these men who I think in that moment were looking at what the world had done to them. They had been put in a spot where other people would not go. The megalomaniacs at the time would not go. They were sending them to war, and these men chose compassion and empathy for each other over war. And I don't think there's a better story to tell right now. So I love this show. I'm very particular about this show. But you know that. Because you've been in two of them, two of the four, right?
Well, I was in the first one and then the concert.
Oh, the concert, that's right.
Centennial.
Yeah, because we did, was there just four performances that year? I don't remember. It's been so long ago.
It's been a decade.
I am so old now. But it's been such a glorious thing to have different people. There are three men in the show who have been in the show all four iterations of the show. Jim Swoboda, Terrence McMullen, and Daniel Bell. Which is amazing to have people from that original show. And there's two others, Jonah Taylor and Mitch Hyde, who have been in at least one other show. And then you yourself.
That is true. I'm not involved in this one.
Not in this one, no.
Although I'm delighted to have you join me here in the studio.
Because
it's a favorite piece of mine as well.
Yeah. Yes. The music is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. The arrangements. I mean, from my point of view, I'm a musician, but I'm not a musician, right? Not like Jesse, not like you. But it makes such a difference for people to sit and listen to it because they don't know how hard these boys have worked on. I'm sorry, these men have worked on it. Actually, I do have a 16-year-old in the 16 to 64. Can you believe that?
And I believe the youngest cast member you've had for this, is that right?
Yep, for all four shows. Wow. It's been brilliant to have that sort of spread, but I know it's one of your favorites, too. Sorry, I went off on a tangent.
Oh, no problem. But let's talk about the music, because we're about to have a sample of that from the performers here in the studio. But also in the room with me right now is music director Jesse Hampsch. And is this your first time being involved with the show?
With this show, yeah. I saw the first production of it. So I saw you in that production and thought the show was amazing and was elated when I got asked to do this one. Thank you again, by the way.
Oh, certainly.
I love this show. It's such a great combination of things that I already love to do. And so it's just been a joy to come into rehearsal every single day. It's been great.
So what is this music about? For anyone who doesn't know the show, where does this music come from? Because none of it's original, so to speak, right?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the really accessible parts of the show, because there's some really difficult harmony in it, one of the accessible things is they're all folk songs of some sort. But they belong to different traditions, right? We have some stuff in Dutch, in German, in English. And so we get a huge variety. But there are some songs, interestingly, that were like German songs that we know very well in the English tradition as well. So hearing this music, it's obvious what the link between these men is, because the music holds cultural significance and is something that we already can connect to. We already know O Christmas Tree, O Tannenbaum, right? And so when the Germans start singing it and we've already identified them as the sort of the opposition in the war, I think we immediately have an empathy for them. And the music is the thing that does that. And in fact, is the thing that did that in the time that it was happening in 1914.
So this really does reflect not only our, you know, our cultural remembrance of that event, but also what actually happened.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to join the others out there, because, of course, you're also part of the cast of this.
No, I'm not, actually.
Oh, you're not part of the cast?
No.
I am mistaken. All right. Well, never mind.
No, I told myself I couldn't wear both hats. I wanted to just focus on,
fair
on
enough.
The music.
Well, I know you as a vocalist also, so I made a certain set of assumptions.
Sure. I had asked him to do so.
Oh,
I was like, well, obviously we want your voice too. And he chose no, which I absolutely understand. But really, it's been such a joy watching him work with this particular group. This group is super good at listening. And he has taken that 10 times further. Like, I have never seen a vocal group of people get together and listen so well. They listen to each other so well. You taught them ear tuning, which that's not an easy thing. The tuning of the show is not an easy thing. So being the person who's not singing with them, but watching all of it happen has been just a phenomenal treat for me. And to hear them get better and better and better. And now as a group, they work as one. They work as ensemble. It's beautiful.
Well, in any case, Jesse, perhaps I'll still let you be the leader for these
folks. Yeah, I get it. You want me to leave. That's fine.
Well, I was trying to be subtle, but
sure. Yeah. No subtleness needed.
All right. So, as Jesse is joining them, Abby, could you tell me what these two pieces that we're going to hear are going to be?
Yes. The first one is Lohauer Rose. I cannot say it in German. I'm terrible at any German, but it's a beautiful mix up of Lohauer Rose in German and in English. And it's beautifully done, beautifully done. It comes at a very important point in the show. Because the show has a lot of highs and lows, this is, to me, one of the most important, where they're doing their own remembrance for members of both of the armies, or both of the troops. And it's lovely. And then we're doing Tannenbaum, I believe is the next one. Yes, Tannenbaum, which, of course, is O Christmas Tree. Now I know O Christmas Tree, but the version of this one is stunning. And I believe we're having the lines that go along with it within it, because it's a longer piece that happens within the show, so...
Excellent. Well, let's hear that now and go out live to our studio.
Es ist ein Rosensprungen aus einer Wurzeltat. From Jesse's lineage coming as men of old had sung. It came a floweret bright amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night. Es ist ein Rosensprungen aus einer Wurzeltat. Singen von Jesu war die Art und hat ein Blümlein bracht mitten im Garten Winter vor zu der halben Nacht. Sweetness. and share our every load. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
Midnight, we arrive in single file, all quiet in line. The Germans all opposite us are singing. A Christmas carol is cut off by rifle fire. Poor little god of love, born in this night, how could you ever have loved mankind? Maurice Laurentin, Commandant, Saisie Compagnie.
O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr. Ein Baum von dir mich hoch erfreut. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen.
Send the darkness. We march forward to the trenches like Vater Christmas, with parcels hanging from us. All was quiet, no shooting, little snow. We placed a tiny Christmas tree in our dugout. The company commander, myself, the lieutenant, and the two orderlies. We placed a second lighted tree on the parapet. Ugo Klemm, of the 133rd Saxon Regiment.
Like the footlights of a theater, it was a beautiful moonlit night. Frost on the ground, white almost everywhere. And there was a lot of commotion in the German trenches. And then there were those lights. I don't know what they were.
Beautiful. And one more time, those pieces were Lohauer Rose, followed by O Tannenbaum, which perhaps we know best here in this country as O Christmas Tree. Mm-hmm. But those both serve as a marvelous example of how that music bridged the divide. And there could hardly have been more literally a divide in that moment.
Between the trenches of both sides, they were saying that at one point, they came so close together that they were maybe 80 yards apart. You could hear them singing songs, whether they be patriotic songs or Christmas songs at that point. They could hear each other. And so they would start singing on one side to try to drown out the other side. And then the other side would start singing louder to try to drown out the other side. So it became a game. So by the time Christmas started, or Christmas Eve started, they had no idea. Well, at that point, they knew that they were not going to be home before Christmas, because when they were being enlisted, they were making it sound like they would be home by Christmas. And so these guys figured it out and thought, we're going to have our own Christmas then. And to the point of telling their sergeant majors to stop it, we can do it, they can do it, we can have our Christmas. And it's easily one of the most beautiful moments, I think, as far as the human condition goes, where people wanted to have that nostalgia and they wanted to have that comfort. And so they chose to create it together. And I think it's one of the most beautiful messages, because really, it's so relevant today that we're still looking to make those moments, those safe moments for people. And for them, I think it was a safe moment. They had a wonderful time. They played football. They exchanged gifts. They drank together. They sang together. They had a ball for, you know, that one night, let alone probably more like a week before they had to go back to their job, I guess.
Well, and this was supposed to be the war to end all wars, right?
Yeah.
So not only did it not end all wars, as we're painfully aware,
yes,
this is also really the only instance of this kind of moment that certainly I can think of in the history of at least modern warfare.
That is
so
correct.
What does it mean in this modern day when we still have wars going on, that war that they fought in some ways solved nothing globally? What does it mean to hear these people's words and experience this moment?
I think it is such a beautiful example of people choosing in the moment to say no to what they didn't want and yes to even people they were supposed to not love or that they were supposed to hate or whatever it was, which has come into our daily, every day we're dealing with it every day. But hearing their words and seeing how they bridge that gap between them, I think says very clearly, there's more work to be done with humanity. We have forgotten our compassion. We have forgotten our empathy for our own humankind. And it is devastating to see what is left because of it. So I think there's a lot to learn from what these men chose to do in a moment. And it was the moment that when you're choosing the love and the kindness and the friendship, because you just want to know these people better rather than what you're not quite clear about or what you're hearing about people, or take it for your own, actually get to know the people. I mean, that's what Christmas is. Christmas is about goodwill of men, goodwill of the people. So why not? This is, to me, this is the most Christmas message you could have, right? You get, there's a lot of different Christmas shows out there, and I love how they bring all of the Christmas joy and cheer. But this, to me, is how to celebrate Christmas, because it's actually the goodness of man to each other when they decided, no, we're not listening to those who are telling us to hate. We are going to actually enjoy ourselves instead and love our enemy. So it's such a beautiful piece of work to watch every single night. I never get sick of it because it always reminds me that there is more than my anger. There is more than my upset. There is more than that. I can reach out my hand to somebody who maybe I'm not getting along with just because the music will move me enough to be like, you know, maybe I will be good and better. I mean, you never know. It's such a good piece of work to be around. And I think that everybody who gets an opportunity to see it will feel the same.
Well, and let's address that really quick, too, because that may be one elephant in the room and that we're talking about this, but there aren't tickets left.
So. There are not. It is sold out completely. And it's sold out within 24 hours of the first promo going up because there is a decent following in Spokane because of those 3 years that we had done before. We added 5 more shows and they sold out as well. So there are no tickets available at this point. But I'm always telling people, if you show up, for maybe you see the Wednesday on the 10th performance and you decide, okay, well, I'm going to go and stand because sometimes people don't show up for their tickets. You could very possibly get a ticket. It's very exciting. It'll be a very exciting time. But happily, it sold out so quickly. I was pleased, of course, because I want these men, to have all of the joy that they get to experience every night, to share it with everyone. And we are doing it in the studio theater at Civic. So it's a smaller space than the upstairs main stage, but it's such an intimate and beautiful space that I really do hope people choose to come and see if they can get a ticket.
Well, and I'm glad that we're able to offer either a preview or a sample of potentially what you're missing this time around.
Yeah. But hopefully it will come back again. I would love to be able to do it again, and we'll just have to see what happens for next year. But it's been a blessing, I think, for all of us who have been involved. And for everybody who gets to enjoy it, I'm so glad they got their tickets early.
Always wise to do.
It really is, especially with this particular one.
That is true. So word of warning for next time.
But, yeah.
But also, we do get to hear one more piece now.
We do.
A little bit more up-tempo and upbeat than the previous, which reflects, I think, the variety over the course of the show as well.
Absolutely. There are so many moments where it's up and it's down, and it's up and it's down. But this is during the truce. This is when they've all come together after meeting each other and shaking hands. They're getting to know each other. The song is called Wassail. It is an old English tune, and it's very much a party tune. So they're going to party a little bit.
All right. Well, and this, the name of this one more time was
Wassail.
Wassail. All right. Let's go live to our studio.
Oh, wassail, oh, wassail all over the town. Our toast, it is white, and our ale, it is brown. Our bowl, it is made from the white maple tree. With a wassailing bowl, we'll drink unto thee.
And here's to our horse and to his right ear. May gods and our master a happy new year. A happy new year, as airy did see. With a wassailing bowl, I drink unto thee.
And here's to broad Mary and to her broad horn. May gods and our master a good crop of corn. A good crop of corn that we may all see. With a wassailing bowl, we'll drink unto thee.
And here is to Phil Pell and to her left ear. Pray God send our master a happy new year. A happy new year, as airy did see. With a wassailing bowl, this drink unto thee.
And here's to our mare and to her right eye. God send our mistress a good Christmas pie. A good Christmas pie, as air she did see. With a wassailing bowl.
Was the cast of Spokane Civic Theater's production of All Is Calm, performing a piece called Wassail. And I'm joined here in the studio by director Abby Crawford. What a marvelous piece that is, rousing and so period appropriate to this piece.
Absolutely. It makes me smile every single time. It's so much fun, and it's so much fun watching them perform it too.
So who are we just listening to in there?
So the cast of All Is Calm includes Daniel Bell, Jameson Elton, Noah Gray Beale, Zach Hardy, J.J. Hathaway, Mitch Hyde, Terrence McMullen, Jim Spoboda, and Jonah Taylor, and our music director, Jesse Hampsch.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you all so much for joining me here in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us, Henry. It was a delight.
My pleasure, as always.